T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mickey, what exactly did you gather happened on that play? Did Rosario call Dom off, or did he just hear the footsteps?
I haven't had a chance to talk to him, obviously, but watched it on video on the cell phone real quick, and it looked like Dom was just kind of peeking down. Dom was coming to get it, and it looked like he was peeking down to see if Rosie was there and in his way, and then by the time he looked back up, it was already on him. It looked like Rosie probably called for it early, obviously, like you would, and then veered off like he should. And then, I think Dom looking down to see where Rosie was and then looking up too late, and then it was on him.
Looked like Ramos was trying to back up the throw, or he wasn't directly behind the plate for that relay. What exactly was his thought process
there? On that, he throws the ball in a little offline. So Ramos, assuming that they might not cut it, had to move to the inside, and then we cut it, and then he tries to get back over, and Frazier throws to that side of the bag, and we just don't have him. So, a couple mistakes in the same play.
How frustrated is it just watching the lineup here trying to score runs?
Yeah, it's tough. I think, two runs in the last 24 innings after scoring 12 in the last three of the game in Minnesota. It's hard to explain. Their starters and some of their relievers had some really good outings against us, but we should be able to squeeze by more than that.
Is any of that the approach the last 2 days? Been a lot of attacking early in the count, just hasn't.
I think that's more a byproduct of the strikes that their pitchers are throwing. Beedy today had to be up there in the 70, above 70% range and throwing strikes. And when they're throwing it over, you can't just sit there and take. But it's not working. So, we'll have a little conversation, make sure we're maybe a little more patient. The hard part is we have some hitters in our lineup that have a lot of success on the first pitch. So you don't want to take that away. I mean, Jeff McNeil hit 700 lately on first pitches. There's a delicate balance there. The bottom line is we got to score more runs than we have the last 2 days.
Given how often you've ended up using Dom in left field, is there any regret at not maybe giving him some more reps in spring training just to get a little more used to the position?
No. He's been fine. I mean, today obviously didn't go well for him, but he's been fine.
You don't have Justin Wilson today?
No, he was down. So was Lugo, Gesellman, and Familia.
DeGrom tonight, that fastball and slider just released.
Oh, man. Fantastic. Two fantastic outings, back-to-back days by our starters, going seven. You got to win those.
Does that make it – I mean, you guys are trying to get back in the race. You talked about it, to waste an outing like that he had tonight, the one Noah has. Does those make it harder to swallow?
Yeah, they're always hard to swallow. Yeah.